You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris.
And Jonathan. Yes, bitches. It happened. So, y'all already know why I'm geeked. Y'all can probably tell. Baylor, shout out. What's happening? I told you. We're going to the Super Bowl. I told you. So, it is what it is. Life is grand.
No, I know you feeling good, man.
Damn,
yeah,
right.
Hey, man, these games have been good. You know, we're going to be discussing all that in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hear you. I know we got the new segment. Jonathan dropped the bomb last week.
Had to.
So,
had to say a little something, something.
Curious to see what he's got this week. You know, we got a guest joining us.
Yes,
we
sir.
We talk some football and whatnot with us, so hope y'all ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, you can reach out to us in many different ways. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You reach us at Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always get at us at our website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything, and I mean anything y'all want to know, fantasy-wise or otherwise, hit us up and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla! That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, we're listening to our guest before we get into things.
For sure.
Finally, we're glad we were able to finally get him on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes,
this is man Kevin from the podcast, Kevin Hayes Hip Hop. What's going on, man?
What's up? What's up, fellas? What's going on, man? It's been about, a whole year we've been scheduling it for me to come on the show, man, but I'm finally on here. What's going on with y'all?
Yeah, man, we good, yeah. Man.
Chilling.
Yeah, glad to get you on.
Loving life.
Yeah, we know you a football head, so I'm like, should we get him on before
the season's over again.
Hell yeah, had to, man. Shit, I mean, you would have caught me in March. I wouldn't have had shit to say about basketball, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no big basketball cat, you know what I mean? So, but football though, man, shit, man. I know a little bit about football, you feel me? So, yeah, that's my favorite sport. It's just sad it's almost over now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, man. We're going to get into it. We're going to be touching on your squad, so I'm going to give you a chance to say some things about your squad, either good or bad.
Yeah, most definitely. I got a lot to say about my squad. Shit. Definitely.
All right, we're going to jump into some feedback. We got a voicemail today from the homie Baylor the Great.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're going to like this one, John.
Oh, shit.
Yep, so, this is Uncle Baylor calling in. And I just wanted to tell Jonathan, look, no hard look. Grandpa, I know we haven't talked in a while, but I need to just get this off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole Kobe thing, you know what? I'm going to say the Kobe thing for last, but for right now, I'm going to say this. In my last email, Uncle Baylor stated that Arizona and Pittsburgh will be a rematch in the Super Bowl. That means the Denver Broncos won't be making it. Now, this is not slander. This is not slander at all. Oh, no, it's far from slander. What I'm saying is, Pittsburgh and the Giants is the same team when they get in the playoffs. They will absolutely turn it on. Unfortunately, they don't have all their weapons. So this Denver game and this Pittsburgh game might be a classic. And it's going to give Denver a chance. And I'm going to say a chance because they had all their weapons. And I'm not even saying if they had Le'Veon. Because if they had Le'Veon, you could just chalk that up, Grandpa. You just chalk that. You could just chalk that playoff game right up to Pittsburgh. I'm just talking about if they had D'Angelo. They don't have AB. So, you know, and Big Ben is banged up. No excuses. This is what. This is where the greats, the great side of you come in.
Right.
When you get past that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm still going to put Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. Hell, I think Kansas City might just upset the Patriots. Oh. Might. Oh. I'm just saying. I don't know. I just got this feeling, man. I really got this feeling that KC, I don't know. It could be that itch that's on my back, right? And I'm just tripping and I need to scratch it. But I think KC might do that. So, yeah, I have Arizona and Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl with Arizona winning this time. But I also had Carolina going against the Patriots. Anything can happen. I'm all over the place. But let's get to this Kobe thing. Of course, y'all not going to like the I have absolutely no idea why y'all don't like this man. I know y'all respect him, but why not? Now, let's get this, clear. If they did this for Magic, if they did this for Jordan, of course you would see this happening for Kobe. Because, look, I don't even like LeBron. I respect the man's game, and I do think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, landslide, might be top 15, top 10 all time. But I'm not going to sit up there and act like, you know, when LeBron's career is almost over, like he doesn't deserve that type of treatment. Yes, because this is the end of it. We will never see this guy play again. We will never see Kobe Bryant play again. Mm-hmm. I looked at his numbers in the number 8 jersey and the number 24 jersey. He did better in the 24 jersey than he did in the number 8 jersey. And on top of that, he was getting older. So you just got to respect his game and just understand that we will never see this type of player again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Mm-hmm. It's done. So why not give him that tour? You know what I mean? I don't think it should be staged. I don't think it should be, laid out red carpet. No. But, I mean, it's the All-Star game. You got to remember, last year when he got hurt, he the one that stood up for Damian Lillard and said, why would y'all vote me in when you got young Dame over here killing the game? He should go. So don't get mad at Kobe. Go get mad at the fans. But don't get mad at Kobe when he's leading the world in voting. If you want to get mad at somebody, get mad at Kyrie. Kyrie played 1.5 games in his life. He's the same guy who played, 2-3 games for Duke? You know what I mean? But look, I'm not knocking it. If Kobe can't go, Kyrie can't go. If Dame got to get in, Dame deserved to get in. But John Wall deserved to get in as well. So we just got to look at it like that. Like, I mean, let him live. Because after this, who do we have? Yes, we have LeBron left. You know what I mean? So let's just send them off. Let's just send them off. Let's just have a happy funeral. That, you know, what they do up in Louisiana. Let's get those trumpets out, the whole nine, and just send them off. That's all it is. This is Uncle Baylor, okay? And I'm going to holler at y'all. Grandpa, don't come for me.
Appreciate right, that, man. Baylor.
Appreciate it, Baylor.
Number one, you were wrong. Absolutely wrong about Denver. So glad we got that out the way. Your Super Bowl pick was incorrect, sir. I told you, Arizona, Denver, that's where it's going to be.
Oh, here we go. We're going to get into that.
There it is.
Yeah, we're going to touch on that in a second. But I'll answer your with the Kobe.
We never said he shouldn't be honored. But I don't think he should be starting in the damn All-Star game. And you're right. I am blaming the fans. I ain't blaming Kobe for that. I'm blaming the fans for that one.
Yeah. So to your first question, he's been like a selfish dick to me most of his career.
Yes.
I think he's gotten better.
Asshole.
But that early part of his career, he was always like, it's me and I don't want to hang out and I'm going to just be this cold
he was
person.
Isolated himself from everybody.
Yeah, and all
was
like,
an ass.
Like the game against the Kings, where he was like, "Oh, what? You don't want me to shoot? Fine, I ain't shooting." Like I don't like that kind of crap. Like, yeah, dude, I'm not. I don't like you.
And then
you know
wanted
what?
Sympathy from everybody with the whole Colorado situation. Want to buy your wife a $4 million carat ring or whatever? Whatever the hell that
don't
shit
want
was.
Shaq under the bus.
Exactly.
And then all people are like, "Well, he make his players better." I'm like, "I'm not
no,
really."
No, he don't. not shooting as many shots as he does.
No. We've seen when he wants to make his players better, he can.
I respect Kobe as a player. He's awesome.
Yes.
He's one of the best players of all time.
Yes.
But personally, he's a dick. He is a dick. And he is a dude. I would not kick it with Kobe. That is not somebody I would hang out with if I had my choice of people to kick it with in the NBA. I ain't kicking it with Kobe. He's an asshole.
Now, nah, I wouldn't kick it with the nigga neither. I'm with you. Shit. I wouldn't kick with him neither.
Jordan was the same way. Jordan was a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And still is.
Yeah.
He threw shade at Kobe on like his honor video for Kobe. It was like, I remember when you were a young man, didn't really know what you was doing. Like that, nigga, really? You gonna throw shade at me on my own honor speech? Okay.
Shout out to Hoopla. I mean, I love when y'all, when they recap people's quotes and then the whole Kareem thing.
Y'all need to replay that Jordan speech again. Oh my God. That shit is epic.
But yeah, look, in all honesty, I understand it's the fan votes. He's always won the fan votes. I'm not too mad. I mean, I don't expect him to play a lot.
He's voted in.
Right, like, it's not like, oh, I'm throwing over chairs and stuff.
I'm not going to break something.
It's the fan voting. They usually get it about 99% right. You know, we knew this was his last year. He was getting voted in.
I just don't like it, but I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. So, you know, he'll get in. And now, your question, for his jersey, are they going to do they retire both?
Can they split it?
Can they do like a 24/8?
Yeah, about to say split it.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Or do the 24 in purple and do the 8 in gold maybe or something like that. Okay. Like split it in half.
That shit would be tight.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be hot. Yeah,
that shit would be sick right there. So, for real. That shit would be tight.
See, I'm with you on that. Hey, man, but yeah, Baylor, always appreciate the voicemail and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Where Baylor from, man?
He's from out here.
He's a LA native.
Yeah. Now he reps all the LA teams.
Yeah.
I know he wishing
he's
his
a Raider fan, Lakers, all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He died.
Y'all Dodger fans, man?
Nope. I'm White Sox fan.
Yeah, he's the White Sox. I am. I don't really
have a baseball team. You all Chicago, Jay, huh?
Well, I mean, I grew up in an era where some of the big stars from those teams were in those areas. Plus they were black. Yeah, Jordan with the Bulls, Frank Thomas with the White Sox. Me and the only other dude was John Elway with the Broncos. But
shit, Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis, Rod Smith, John Mobley. I can go. Shannon Sharp. I can go.
Shannon Sharp.
I mean, I love the Broncos, and I stick with them forever.
Shit,
Raider fans.
Ed McCaffrey and his son Christian McCaffrey balling now.
Houston, I would love for him to be a Bronco, just following his daddy footsteps.
I'm gonna keep it real though. I honestly I don't like judging college players till they get to the league, man, because they be the shit in college, and sometimes they get to the pros and you know they kind of.
And because he's a white running back, it's gonna be them questions.
Yeah, you know he gonna be good out the flat though.
Yeah,
put him in the flat.
Yeah, a lot of people, honestly, I bet you are going to compare him to Danny Woodhead.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. They the same build, too.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Very similar build.
Hey, man, but Danny Woodhead get busy, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say Danny Woodhead good, though.
Yeah, them kind of players, and especially the way this offense is now, if you're good enough to make plays on the field, they'll find a way to get you on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Is he going into the draft this season?
I don't think so.
He's going back to school. I don't think he was a true freshman.
I don't
think he was eligible, honestly.
Oh, okay.
But he was
he a true freshman, a true sophomore? Or?
He was a sophomore.
Okay, okay.
True sophomore, yeah.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette going to be gone next season.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah,
both Leonard. Of them gone.
Leonard was a sophomore this year?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, he's a beast, man. I only seen him play one game the whole season, but...
I was waiting because last year when he was a freshman, there was a lot of hoopla of him coming out of high school. Like, he is like that dude. And he had a quiet freshman season. So you were like, what's the hype about? And then this season, you were like, goddamn, I see.
Yeah, he's a fucking beast,
he's
man.
He's a beast.
Where is he from?
I want to say he's from Louisiana, that area.
Louisiana?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's a beast.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's jump into this divisional round. We'll start off with it. You know, I know Baylor, you was wishing.
Wishing, hoping, all of you Steelers fans out there, kick rocks. We win. I don't care you didn't have AB. I don't want to hear no excuses, because had y'all beat us, y'all would have been talking all kinds of smack.
Oh,
but
yes,
y'all lost. Thank you very much. I'm going to say it for the 5,000th time. Best defense in the NFL. No questions asked. Now we ready for Brady Manning, $500 million, for the very last time to see who's going to the Super Bowl. Book it. Broncos will be there.
Really, okay. I really don't want to see the Patriots again in the Super Bowl, man. I'm sick of their ass.
Yes. I do not. I'm gonna get my
everybody
pick.
Wants to see Peyton run ride out in the sunset. That's I what needs too. To happen.
My thing is, though, I had called it. I said the Panthers and the Broncos, and I think that's what it's gonna be.
Mm. Okay, my picks are gonna maybe a little different after watching this game. But we'll start off with this game. I gotta say, though, and I'm glad Peyton Manning said it after the interview, when they asked about he's leading the team. I was like, no, the defense is leading the team. Because
that's what Peyton said, too.
My God. I mean, he was looking okay.
Now, a lot of that was not his fault. He had a lot of players dropping passes. I would think they had, six passes dropped in the first half?
Yeah.
I mean, and a bunch of those were third down plays or plays that would have gotten a first down to move the chains. So, which could have led to scores. So, I'm like, Peyton also, with the wind conditions as bad as they were, you playing it safe. You ain't trying to turn the ball over. Especially with the defense you got. You play it safe.
No, they
in them conditions.
No, they did. So, you guys got 109 yards total.
C.J. Anderson was the MVP for the offense, without question.
Yeah, I mean,
that dude was
tight. I was like, y'all, are the Steelers really going to pull this upset? You know, but
every game.
That defense, and I was waiting.
Every game gives you one. They give you waiting. At least one big play like the defense, every game.
Defense going to have to win this game, damn it.
I thought that was a fumble at the end of the game, man. When Von Miller, when he threw that shit back, when Von Miller scooped it
he
up.
He scooped it up. That's what I thought, but whatever.
Yeah.
Game was over at that point. It was done and done.
McManus done money.
Hey, shout out though to Mike Tomlin. He had his team playing. I have so much respect for Mike Tomlin. Like, he gets his dudes playing.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
straight up.
I ain't gonna front because people talked about if the Steelers were healthy. I'll give you if the Steelers were full on healthy,
they probably would have beat us.
I'm talking about Le'Veon Bell, bro. I'm talking about Pouncey.
They probably would have beat us.
You probably wouldn't have played them because
they
might have
be higher seed.
Yeah, they probably would have beat Cincinnati. Probably wouldn't end up playing. You know, maybe playing New England.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they'd have done, but yeah, Mike Tomlin, they played well.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers should not be holding their heads down at all. They gave it everything they got.
And so did Denver.
Knocking on the door, too.
And so did Denver, and they capitalized on their opportunities when they had the chance. And whew, by the hairs on our chin, we're moving on.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was. I seen Demaryius. Did he had a couple drops?
Yes, of course he freaking did. He's got to get it together, man. He's
getting on my nerves. Drops,
I think he led the league in drops this year. Like, he's really getting on my nerves.
Oh, here we go.
No good.
Drop that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, hope I don't drop this shit.
Pray to God you don't drop that shit.
I mean, dude, like. I don't know if it. Maybe it's because, you know, I heard his moms was finally able to watch the game. So I don't know if he was nervous or whatnot. But
moms was sick or something? Or?
Moms was selling drugs and was in jail for quite a while.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so this is the first time she ever got to watch him, like, live play football.
Damn.
Like, this goes back to high school,
yeah,
all
this
that.
Goes back to, like, junior high school, all that.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
So
shit.
And it was this was a big game for them, number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure on you.
Don't lose it.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of pressure on you. So, I mean, yes, they had a crappy game, but made necessary plays when they had to.
Yep.
Demaryius Thomas made that clutch 2-point conversion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? C.J. Anderson, again, I mean, he struggled to get that touchdown, but he got it.
Yeah, he did.
He worked to get that touchdown, but he got it. The defense had that big fumble. I mean, they made the necessary plays when they had to make them. They were sacking Big Ben, though. Like, they were on his ass most of the game. But, again, I give credit to Pittsburgh because they fought.
Hey, man, I'm looking here.
That was a game.
Martavis Bryant, he had 9 receptions, 154 yards. I mean, they gonna be for real come next season.
The scary thing, well, what's gonna be interesting is when free agency hits, because it's like, who you signing? And clearly, you're like, well, we keeping Martavis Bryant over Marcus Wheaton, obviously.
Yes.
But at the same time, you don't want to lose Marcus Wheaton.
No.
But I mean, you're like, he's replaceable.
Yeah, I mean, they dealing with everybody. I mean, what, Santonio Holmes, he got replaced. I mean, they find guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is my man last season.
Who? James Harrison?
Yes, he was probably getting busy.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's drinking some Fountain of Youth over there.
Maybe.
I know, ain't dude like 41 or some shit?
Yeah, he's
like 30, I want to say like 37, 38 years old.
Still balling, though.
Oh, yeah.
He still go to work every Sunday.
Them the dudes you want.
Yeah.
The dudes who last.
Yeah, that's real. That's real, man.
All right, yeah. So, y'all pulled it out.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about who your opponent in that game.
That's right.
Yes, Baylor, I was hoping too that the Chiefs was going to do something.
So was I.
But
the NFL got what they want. We get Brady and Manning again. We about to milk this for all the money we can. They about to advertise the shit out of this game.
As you looking at it, Brady goes 302 yards, 2 touchdowns. Rushing, nothing. They didn't even get 40 yards as a team. 14 carries as a team. And, of course, receiving Julian Edelman. Glad you're back, apparently. 16 targets.
Yeah, 10 receptions.
Yeah, 100 yards. Gronk 783, 2 touchdowns.
What did we say on the last episode? When the bright lights come on, you ain't got to worry about Gronk.
Nope.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants off the field because you know he balling.
Yeah, they just be keeping making plays.
It's ridiculous. I hate them. This game's going to really piss me off. I can already sense it.
Yeah, and then for Kansas City, I mean, of course, everybody's talking about that clock management.
I didn't even see that game, man. I'm sorry I missed that one.
I didn't get to catch it really.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, they were making a run late.
I caught the tail end.
But I can't think who the guy was who got right down there. And I ain't mad at him for fighting for that. He almost got in to score the touchdown, you know, but he ended up staying in bounds. It was like first and goal at the 2 or something, and the clock's ticking, and they run the ball. And you're like, dude, like, you still need another touchdown. And once you score, they were down 14. And you're like, get it in. But the clock just kept going. They finally scored. It was like 40 seconds left. Like, okay, well, good luck with that. Onside kick? Nope. I got it. Didn't work. That was it.
Ugh.
And Alex Smith with Mr. Dink and Dunk, 29-50, 246 in the
exactly
touchdown.
Exactly what he is, Mr. Dink and Dunk.
But, you know, Macklin was hurt. He's only playing on third down, which, I mean, you can't
he
really.
He was a decoy.
Yeah, you can't play New England limping like that.
Yeah. He clearly wasn't 100%. He wasn't a threat.
No, but, I mean, they was making the push, but they held on, so. Now we got, you know, Brady Manning 2015.
Yep.
We know how you feel. What you think of Kev? How you like what you see in this matchup?
Man, I think it's going to be the shit. I mean, I'm glad that I really wanted the Chiefs to get further, man, keep it real with you. But now I think about it, I would much rather see Brady Manning one last time. You know what I'm saying? So, honestly, I really want to see Peyton win. I want to see Von Miller and Peyton, you know, because at least the last time that the Broncos were actually in the motherfucking Super Bowl, you remember Von Miller was hurt. You know what I'm saying?
And so was Chris Harris.
Yeah, their defense was way different. You know what I mean? So it's going to be different now, man, if we see we end up seeing the Panther. I would love to see the Panthers and Broncos, for real, man. That's what I really want to see. I get tired of seeing the same teams every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do too.
I hear you.
I really do. So, I think that game is going to be AFC Championship game is going to be a beast. NFC Championship game is going to be a high-octane game, too. It's going to be all offense. So.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This one, you know, I think it's going to be a really good game. I need I know, you know, Belichick's going to plan his butt off. You know, he's seen, he watched, he's going to watch film, seeing Peyton Manning can't throw deep. But his quarterback can't really throw deep neither.
Nope.
I need whoever the y'all offensive coordinator, y'all got to come up with something. Like this, I mean, yes, the running game worked. I think it worked over time. I think at the, like toward the end, I think Pittsburgh defense just got tired.
Yeah.
But, man, y'all going to need to score and score early. These little field goals here and there.
Yeah, that ain't gonna cut.
They're not gonna be enough.
That's not gonna cut it.
I know Brady's got some of his line back and got his favorite target. Well, one's favorite target, Edelman, back. I don't know, man. Like, yes, I want to see Denver go as well because I'm not pulling for New England. They got theirs. They won last year. He good.
Yeah, he good, man. I'm sick of them, dude. For real, man. I can't stand their ass, man. Like, for real. Like, I really can't stand their ass, dude.
I'm glad you feel that way.
And you know, my team, the New York Giants, so I really can't fuck with them.
But y'all beat them though. Yo, when the Broncos won a couple years ago, didn't they beat New England to get in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
New England just be staying getting in there. So, and they say, I think Brady is 2-6, I think.
Yeah,
in Denver?
He doesn't play well in
Denver.
Yeah,
and I think the two wins were with some Tebow and some other quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I think it's in Denver's favor in playing there. I give them this edge slightly because I was really thinking before we did the show, I'm like, I don't know, man. I may have to pick New England to get in. Not because I want to, but I was like this from what I seen with – If y'all gonna struggle to score, man, I don't know. You know, cause if you leaving time off, but
I gotta catch that game tonight, man. It should have really been like 24 to, you know what I mean? Like they should have been up way more than they was. Yep. Niggas dropping passes and shit and all bad.
Should have kicked their ass.
Yeah, but I think I give the slight edge to Denver based on having home field.
Yep.
And you know, in that defense, and I think knowing in this is it. I think Peyton Manning will make enough plays to get it done, but I think this is going to be very close, and it's going to come down to your defense stopping Brady. Y'all up four, and they need a touchdown. It's like, oh, everybody holding on, biting pillows in Denver. Like, uh oh,
you already beat them once this year.
Yeah,
you just got to do it again.
Now,
Broncos, y'all beat them earlier this year.
Yeah, with Brock Osweiler in the game.
Okay. I didn't see that game.
Hey, man, it's funny. I was listening to watching NFL Network afterwards. I don't know, Michael Irvin was like, do they go back to Brock?
No.
And I was like, you can't, really?
I'm sick of these people.
And, man, and people forget, like, yo, did you see why Peyton Manning came in week 17? And, like, Brock wasn't lighting it up. They was not putting up no offense.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, I'm like, you know, especially Brady, you know, Roger Goodell going to be like, hey, you ain't putting Brock Osweiler in. No, you ain't. If Peyton get hurt, yes, but
we will
better.
See Brady and Manning face off against each other. That's going
to
happen.
Brady Manning, 712. Come on, let's go.
Yep. We need this money.
So, yeah, I'm get that. But I ain't going to front. I'm more interested in the NFC Championship.
I am too.
And so,
man, that shit's going
starting off with today. This was a damn tale of two halves. Carolina out the gate. Jonathan Stewart had a damn 50 plus yard run.
Yep.
Went up. And I was back and forth, and I'm sitting here like, oh, shit, they scored ours 14-0 already?
Luke
I just got back.
With the pick six.
Yeah. He said, I know, I go lead, run the kitchen, come back. 21-0. What the hell is going on? Got up to 31-0. I'm like, wow. Like, I'm still shocked. When they got close and he went for it on fourth down, I'm like, nigga, you need points. F trying to score a touchdown. Just get the field goal. Do not go in with the donut.
Yeah.
But they did. And he was like, oh, now you want to kick this 50-yarder? Okay. And should have got some points. But looked like Carolina was – I don't know if the offense coordinator was just happy. Was like, let's just play it safe.
Yeah, they were just playing it too conservative.
Well, I was shocked. And that's something I think – coordinator and them, they're going to have to learn because I was like, if Carolina was smart, you come out in this game and you break their neck, third quarter, you come out, score, and be like, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't doing shit. But they struggled. Russell Wilson shook off that first half and looked like the Russell Wilson who'd been all season just moving the damn thing.
Yeah, he was making plays, but he was running for his life the whole game.
Yeah, he got 5 sacks, hit a lot.
Yeah, he got fucked up. Hey, he got fucked up.
But I mean, what, 31 of 48, 366 yards, 3 TDs, 2 big interceptions, though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was, I mean, this matchup is going to be, it's going to be exciting.
Yes, it
years
is.
Years to come. And yeah, they were just making plays. I mean, Javon Kearse, 11 for 110. Tyler Lockett, man, he's pretty nice.
I liked him coming out of Kansas State. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be a sleeper pick in the draft, and he was.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's nice, man.
He was a really good receiver. And the thing is, everybody just looked at his stature just because he's small. It's like, well, he can't play. I'm like, well, DeSean Jackson's small, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Antonio Brown
ain't huge.
Yeah.
Steve Smith, Julian Edelman, a lot of small guys. Odell Beckham.
Exactly. I'm like, there's a lot of small dudes who can ball. And he was one dude I was really hoping the Broncos would have took him because I was like, we could use somebody like that. But yeah, that kid got skills. That boy good.
I definitely, man, I'm telling you, I really want to see y'all, man. I want to see your defense versus Cam, dude. I really do. And I want to see Von Miller, man, going head up with Cam, dude. That's what I want to see. You feel me?
It'd be interesting.
We haven't really gone up against a
quarterback who can really run like that.
Yeah, I think Cam run a little too much, man. Keep it real with you.
Yeah, he takes a lot of hits.
Yeah, man. I was watching the game today, and I'm like, yo, like this nigga should only be doing bootlegs, man. Like, you know, you in the goal, you in the red zone, 5-yard line, you do a little bootleg, you get in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, why are you running on the 50-yard line up the gut? You know what I'm saying? Like. Y'all really trying to get this man hurt.
Yeah, he had 11 carries in this game. Mm. Yeah, it's just part of the offense. And I mean, but yeah. He's so huge. I mean, looking at the difference in size, I mean, they show when he and Russell Wilson were doing the hug. And when they left, I was like, God damn, that nigga Cam Newton huge.
Yeah, he's 6'5", 260, man. He a big cat. That's a big-ass train,
but
man.
Russell Wilson's like, also a little dude. He's like, what, not yeah, even see, 6 feet.
I know.
He barely
I was like,
6 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, he ain't even – Russell, I think he only 200 flat. You know what I mean? He a little cat. Mm-hmm. But even still, man, 6'5", 260, like, that's still your quarterback, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have a nigga – I would be like, man, you can't rush no more than 5 a game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
10 is too much. Yeah. Too much.
That's not, they need him to. I mean, luckily they got 100 yards from Stewart.
Too, because their running game was good today. Jonathan Stewart was balling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 1906, 2 touchdowns. I think first time Seattle had allowed a 100-yard rusher, I believe, all season.
Yeah.
So, they got it. I mean, Greg Olsen, 6 for 77 in a touchdown. Yeah, as long as they can bottle whatever they was doing in the first half and keep that going, because I'm like, y'all ain't going to score no more? And they kept, I mean – I was like, yo, Seattle about to come back and do this.
Yeah, I did too. When I seen that shit, I kind of had a feeling though, man. I was like, they not gonna go down laying down. They not gonna put up a goose egg in the playoffs, man. Russell ain't gonna do that shit. So
yeah, I figured they'd come. I figured they weren't gonna go get shut out. I didn't expect them to almost win it.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what, I'm gonna be real with you, man. When I heard Kelvin Benjamin went down in the preseason, man, they top receiver, the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I normally get Cam every year for fantasy, dude. Every year, man. Rookie season all the way to now. And when I seen that shit, I was like, oh, this nigga ain't gonna have no good year, man. Like, he ain't got nobody to throw to now. Shit. The Panthers are a big ass surprise to me, man. For real, this season. For real. Like, I didn't expect it.
He's really progressed.
No, he's really matured. I know he was frustrated because I was like, oop, gotta turn that mic off with the play calling.
What was he pissed off about? Because I seen him say that. He was like, what the fuck? This, and this. He was pissed.
They were taking too long to get the play call in.
Oh.
They had moments where they were trying to, like, use clock.
Okay.
And it seemed like they would finally, I guess, put it in with like 5 seconds left, and he had to burn timeouts. And that was the second time it happened.
Yeah.
So he went there like, what the hell? What the fuck wrong with y'all? And the volume went real quick.
Yeah. He said some shit like, I'm not going to hold my cool for too fucking long or something crazy.
Yeah.
I don't blame him though, man, because, you know, that's his job. You know, you got to take that shit serious. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's livelihood, man. He a general on the field, man. He's a general.
Yeah, I'm loving what he's done in and off the field. I love the giving balls, the football touchdown balls to the kids. You see the kids lining up like, come on, I'm waiting.
And when you watch the Panthers game, you're going to see them give away at least four or five balls the way them niggas score.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's matured a lot, and I think he's having more fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, success on the field helps a lot, too. Yeah, but I did not see them as the number one seed at all.
I don't think anybody did.
And, you know, it had to feel a little good because this time last year, Seattle just whooped on them in the playoffs. So I knew they were like, that's probably part of the reason they got up so quick. And they were like, we about to kick this ass right now.
Yeah.
When they handle business and then.
The best game of the weekend.
Man.
By far the best game of the weekend.
The Panthers game?
No, the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't catch you say that.
No, it's all great.
It's all good. Yeah, Packers, Cardinals.
Oh yeah. That was actually. I'm really sorry I missed the Chiefs game because actually I didn't even know Chiefs fan, man. But if I had an AFC squad, man, you're gonna be sorry, Jay. But it would be the Chiefs, man, for real.
Yeah.
I know. I know. But you know what it is, man? I like their defense, man. I like Justin Houston a lot. Mm-hmm. But I like Von Miller, too, though. Like, I like them niggas pretty much the same. Yes, sir.
Justin Houston's nice, man. Now, Kansas City has a decent squad.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're not. I mean,
they didn't have Jeremy Maclin, and, you know, they
need a Jamal Charles is hurt,
and, you know.
You just need to give him a little more weapons.
Stop with his dink and dunk offense. I hate that. Hate it.
Y'all do it sometimes.
We do some in living color. Hated it.
Hated it.
They get busy. Hey, I mean, and I give it to Andy Reid. He's running the ball.
Yeah.
You know, he was in Philly like, I ain't running nothing.
Yeah, he did.
Just pass 80% of the time.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens now when Jamal Charles come back.
High expectations now.
Ooh, I don't know. Coming off two ACL tears.
Oh, that's two? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
He had one
like a few years
ago. Years back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think he's creeping up towards 30 years old. Uh-oh. So.
Ooh.
3-0.
Yeah. So we'll see.
That ain't sounding too cool.
But you know, you didn't miss that much in that game. The Kansas City made a late run.
I caught the last 5 minutes of the Packers Cardinals game. I'm like, that's all I need to see.
I was at y'all been to Little Tony's, man, in North Hollywood and Burbank?
Little Italian spot? Nah.
Little bomb, best pizza I had out here, man, for real. Oh, like straight up.
Little Tony's?
Yeah, right off Lancashire, man.
Oh, okay.
Check that out.
That's by like Universal Studios.
Yeah, you keep going past Universal Studios on Lancashire, man, and right before you get to North Hollywood and Lancashire, it comes to a point where it's like six different ways you can go. You know what I mean?
And it's a
Italian restaurant called Little Tony's, man, right there on the left hand side. Big ass sign. It's nice, old school.
Okay, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's good, man. But we was in there at the bar, man, watching the game and shit, and I was like. Last time I was there is when the Packers played the Lions, man, and they threw up that prayer, 50 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, man, and I had a feeling. I told the dude next to me, I'm like, look, I got a feeling. They're going to get a touchdown. He was like, hell nah, 5 seconds left. 50-yard pass. He threw up a fucking prayer, man. Like, that shit, he shouldn't have caught that shit. No. For real.
And it looked like the ball was bobbling out at the end.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
but
dude
kind
of hit it, but he ain't really hit it hard enough to where it was overturned. He just kind of punched it, but
yeah, that was a hell of a game. But like you've seen, Fitz turned it on. He's like, shit, man, I've been in the promised land. I'm trying to go back.
You know, rejuvenated.
That dude 8 for 176 in the touchdown.
He had 176. Shit.
Yeah. He had that chunk on that
huge run in overtime.
I wish you could do like NFL playoff fantasy, man. Like, you know what I mean? Every week you pick a new squad. or something like that, like new players every week.
Yeah, because
Larry Fitz, man, shit, he would have got like 30-something points.
Yep.
He was rejuvenated as hell. Yeah,
he was balling.
Yeah, that was a good game, though. Mm-hmm. That was a hell of a game. I enjoyed that shit.
Yeah, Bruce Arians, I mean, he got saved. He getting an award from me for that. But, yeah, I was like, because people were mad. They were like, why are you blitzing on the 5 seconds left?
Yeah, that was my thing. I was like, why are you sending everybody?
But then, once again, I don't know what it is with these people. I'm like, why is everybody, when it's a hit, why are you looking at the ball? Like, the receiver, once again, nobody's in front of him. He's just looking at the ball, just like them. He's like, ooh, I get it. Nope. Patrick Peterson almost had it.
Yeah, and that was the coldest shit. Like, Patrick Peterson literally he needed about one more inch on his vertical, man. He would have had that shit.
If he jumped probably a little bit more instead of jumping up, maybe jumped in a little bit.
If that was Cam Chancellor, he would have picked that shit off. Because Cam a big cat. That nigga's like 6'4".
He can jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a big cat, man. You see what he did to Greg Olsen today? Shit. He put it on that nigga, man.
Yeah, that's what he does. But yeah, I know Patrick Peterson happy because he was getting burnt. Hey, man, this cat, his name, Jeff Janis, that was number 83. I was like, he's getting busy.
Yeah. That pick six they called back on Patrick Peterson, though, that was bullshit, man. That was a pick six, dude.
Yeah, they called dude for that move. It was like, oh.
Yep.
I know he was tired as hell, too. Like, dude, come on.
Man, he took that shit with like 93 yards or some shit.
Yeah, just about like, hey man, you tired? Like, I know y'all saw they was messing with him on that, but yeah, he got burned a couple times.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, this dude had 7 for 145 and 2 touchdowns. I mean, had to step up. Randall Cobb got hurt, knocked out the game.
That was unfortunate.
Is Honey Badger out for the rest of the year?
Yep.
Yeah,
tore his ACL, I think.
Damn.
Yeah,
again? Yeah, that's the second time.
Yeah, week 13 or 14, something like that.
Shit, man. I hate to hear that. He was a beast, man. I like
him. Oh, yeah. They missing him.
Damn. That's all bad.
Yeah, but Carson Palmer just ended up saving himself because he was struggling for a bit. I mean, he ended with 25-41, 349 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 2 big interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Carson, man? About 35?
About 35.
Yeah.
What, he got about 2-3 more years?
I'd say about 2.
Some of them injuries, I mean, he's been off for a while, so it's kind of like his body healed a bit. But, yeah, with this team, I mean, he's good to go.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers played. Aaron Rodgers, you know what? It felt like, I ain't putting him on that level, though, but it felt like LeBron with Golden State last year. That this dude, even he losing, but you're like, okay, yes, you are still the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah. He's like, I'm still going to put the team on my back. Fuck it, you know.
Yeah, some of the throws he was making were just like, good Lord.
Yeah, that last throw he threw, man, and when they got that touchdown, I was just like, it was a prayer, but it had a line on that shit. Like, that shit was like a bullet.
Yeah, he gets it there.
Damn.
He's one of the quarterbacks. You need to really keep him in the box.
Yeah.
If you let him out and scramble and stall, he's going to find somebody and air it out. And you're like, God damn.
His release is quick.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite who's your favorite quarterbacks, man? Now who y'all mess with, man? Like, who y'all
for my favorite generation going back. I wasn't a Niners fan, but I was a big Montana fan.
Joe Montana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had mad respect for Elway.
Okay.
Elway got busy. Somebody who, like, for this generation, don't really get no love. Dan Marino was the shit.
Oh, that's my favorite, man. My favorite quarterback of all time.
Yeah, it seems like nowadays, people, he kind of get, because he ain't got no ring, people don't really talk about him like that. But I'm like, Dan Marino killed.
It's a lot of niggas that was great with no rings, man. Steve Tony McNair. Gonzalez. Shit.
Yeah,
Steve McNair.
Mm-hmm. Air McNair was a beast.
Mm-hmm. That 1 inch, 1 yard.
1 yard.
Yep.
Winning a fucking Super Bowl, like, damn.
Who's your favorite running back of all time?
Terrell Davis?
Yeah,
he ain't even close. Because if he never got hurt, he might have been the greatest running back in history.
True.
Because he was killing.
That one season, I'll never forget that. When y'all, when y'all went to the Super Bowl, man, I'll never forget that shit.
He was playing. I think he was playing. He couldn't see.
Yeah.
And they were still, he was still playing. He was a beast, man. He is the reason John Elway got two rings.
Yeah.
Period.
True.
God, true. Man. If he had stayed healthy, man,
when he gonna that'd have been call. Three. When he going to get the call? Cause
I don't know, but they need to hurry up and put him in the Hall of Fame because mm-hmm. he deserves to be in there.
When did he retire? Like 2002, 2003?
They won 99. I want to say he retired 2002. Okay. Yeah, he was like
he's been there
bone on bone. His knees were just no good anymore.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
knees were shot.
Chris, who's your favorite all-time running back?
I almost got to go back.
I did like Walter Payton, too, I must say.
Yeah, Sweetness was
Sweetness was that dude.
I don't remember him. See,
it's a hard thing to see him from – a lot of that is from watching old video. I ain't going front. I love me some Jim Brown. The fact that this new – he was trucking dudes. And I know it's that, you know, way back I didn't get to see him play, but watching his old video, you're like – he's basically what Adrian Peterson was back then. In a time when people would hit, and he'd be like, I'm running you over.
Right.
And I'm about to get this touchdown.
Adrian could have played back then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian could have played. He is.
And then, of course,
has that OG skill.
Of course, Barry Sanders, just because I ain't never seen a running back that shifty. Like, he juked the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites, man. Him, Bo Jackson. But my favorite was Eddie George. Eddie George.
He was another one. He'd truck you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He'll run through your ass. He'll shake your ass. He'll catch the ball on the flat.
Like, they never don't make backs like that no more, man. Who you hell just get a ball 30 times. You give him 30, 35 times. Just let him run.
No more.
AP the only nigga like that.
Yeah. Who can take that punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Larry. I miss Larry Johnson, man. That nigga was nice. Remember Larry Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
For that nice little Larry Johnson window.
And Priest Holmes.
Yeah, Priest Holmes was a beast. Mm-hmm. Jamal Lewis was a beast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A cat
these days who really doesn't get the love he deserves, Matt Forte.
Matt Forte, nice. He's smooth, man. Mm-hmm. He's real smooth.
He's a beast. Can he do it both ways? Yeah, and, of course, LT. Because LT was that dude.
LT was that dude, man.
Yeah,
LT. I just score touchdowns all day.
Yep.
And I catch 100 passes in a season. I do it all.
And I'm going to throw
a touchdown.
Yeah, LT was sick.
Who's your favorite all-time running back? Receivers, I mean.
I'm biased, man. Rod Smith is my dude. I love Rod Smith. Just because I love the story, just being undrafted to going down as one of the greatest receivers in history. Just like that's how you do it.
He was a beast.
Oh, for me, it's simple. It's Jerry.
Jerry, Jerry's amazing,
man. And he didn't have the speed, but it's like you throw it there, he got it.
Yeah, Jerry was amazing.
When I was in high school, probably Randy Moss. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss was a monster.
Because you just never saw a dude that big and that athletic before and that fast. You were just like, this nigga wasn't crazy.
He wasn't a possession receiver type, but he was like, he just
throw it up.
He getting it.
And he got it.
Oh, yeah, he going to box you out and get that shit on. Exactly. He going to get that rebound. Shit. Can he hoop? I wonder if that nigga could hoop.
He said he played for
I think he played basketball because he played with Jason Williams.
He played with White Chocolate?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I seen a video of White Chocolate's son hooping, man. He nice, too.
I've heard that.
White Chocolate's son, nice too.
Yeah, I even like Fitzgerald right now though.
Yeah, I'm about to say Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm happy
Larry
for that Fist. Dude, man. I'm
yeah,
happy
I like
for him
too.
So yeah, I'm hoping he come back and gets it. So I mean, it sounds like y'all leaning towards Carolina. I think
Arizona for me. I think Arizona's winning. Going to the Super Bowl. I just think their offense is just too damn potent. Yeah. I think they're the most balanced team left. If you're talking about both sides of the ball, I think they're the most balanced.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, I would agree. I actually, out of the four, I'm leaning to them taking it all. Mm. I mean, we'll see, but I'm leaning for Arizona in this game. I do think both of these defenses are going to be – they're going to be laying some hits.
Yeah.
They're going to be laying some hits on some folk. I do think, you know, that offense, Carolina's going to have to score.
Yep.
Because they're going to put up some points.
Greg Olsen's all right. He gonna play next week. I'm looking at that right now. Greg Olsen gonna play next week.
Okay. Oh, sweet, good deal.
Because they need that. They need him.
They gonna need him.
Yeah, he comes
they
up.
Gonna
big.
Need him.
Devin Funch has got to step up.
Yeah, he got to step it up, man.
He got to step it up.
He has to.
He and Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn didn't
well,
do nothing.
Ted Ginn, I'm not. I ain't got high expectations for it.
Nah, but he's
gonna
come
give
up.
You a drop. What did I say? Come postseason, he's going to have a big drop that is going to cost his team. And I'm watching come in this game. Where it's like, touchdown. No touchdown.
Did he do that in this game?
No. But I'm talking about this game coming up.
I don't even recall him really getting the ball thrown his way this whole game. He might have got
Cam
thrown
scared
two times.
Because Cam ain't trust him.
I only think he got only a few targets.
Because Cam was like, I don't know. This ain't regular season. This
plus,
postseason.
I think they weren't really letting him go deep like that.
He didn't throw it a lot. But once they got out to a 31-zip lead, it was like, all right, run the ball the rest of the damn game.
Well, right? I seen every time that Cam was scrambling, they would show Ginn, man, and shit, they had double coverage on his ass, man. They wouldn't let him go nowhere.
He got targeted once.
He's a deep threat.
Put up a donut, yeah. Yeah, Cam Newton only threw 16 of 22, 161 yards and a touchdown. That's it.
Yeah, everything else.
Yeah, he's going to need more than that.
Oh, he's going to throw more than that against Arizona because Arizona's going to bottle up Jonathan Stewart, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
Their focus is going to be stopping that running game, make him air it out. And they probably going to match up Patrick Peterson on Ted Ginn at times, take him out, and, you know.
See what you're going to do.
They're going to need, like you said, Devin Funch is going to have to
step his game up. Yep.
Yeah, other guys have stepped up in the past, so, you know, I better hope they do that.
I think he will, though. I'm going to make a bold-ass statement. Devin Funch is going to get about 6-7 catches for about 80 yards.
Okay. They're going to need him.
They're going to need his ass because, you know, like you said, they're going to bottle up Greg Olsen, and they're going to bottle up Tech Ginn. So,
it's probably going to be between him and Kotchery because, Funches only got one target. And he didn't throw that off that much, so definitely going to have to step up.
That shit was all running today.
But it worked.
Yep.
And I know I think this is it for Marshawn with Seattle.
Yeah, he gone. He's done.
Yeah, I mean, they were up and weren't going to run him like that. He was on the field, which he needed to be. But, I think that's it for him. I think he's about up.
They got Thomas Rawls. He's done.
Yeah. I think it's time as well.
He's a retiring?
Nah, I think he's
I don't know. Personally, I don't know.
I don't think he's retiring. It just seemed like they've been unhappy with each other since their Super Bowl win, it seemed like.
Since the loss.
I'm talking about the last time they was happy, of course, was that when they won it all. But since then, it's been like he and the organization don't really see eye to eye on some things. Last year was a lot of drama with his contract. This year was much, and there was that talk of the game before, and did they hold him out just because, and he said that he didn't want to play. It's a lot, so I think it probably is best they got a mutual split.
Where you think he going to go? Who would be a good fit for him?
Dallas.
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Dallas has – well, he don't like that. Dallas has the line.
I hope he don't come to my division, man. Hell no.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just telling like it is.
For him, that line looks enticing. And now, will they commit to running it again? That's the question.
Another place he could go? Arizona.
Ooh. Yeah,
he could.
Ooh, shit.
I'm just saying. And I get to play against Seattle twice a year? Yep. Motivation, nigga.
I can see that because dudes love doing that. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you know what? I don't like you. All right, I'm going to the division rival.
Let's play. You saw what they were able to do with Chris Johnson's career?
Mm-hmm.
They got a potent offense? I'm just saying.
No, that's what's
I'm
up.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, man, so we're going to jump into your division since you're on here. What you think of this, your hire of Ben McAdoo?
Ben McAdoo!
That's new. Well, let me know. I'm going to give you a chance, as I said, to talk about your team. How do you feel about all this change of, you know, what's Coughlin gone? Almost went to Philly. Almost. Mm. But how are you feeling about your squad and this new hire?
Honestly, man, it was time for a change. I mean, Coughlin did a great job as long as he was there. But like I said, four seasons, no playoffs. And this season alone, where, you know, the clock management, and we killed ourselves. Every game we lost, it was because of clock management. You know what I mean? So I'm cool with McAdoo. We'll see what happens. I generally don't say shit until, you know, week four. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not mad at it at all. I'm not mad at it. And I know they're bringing in Odell Beckham's old receiver coach from LSU. I think he's going to be offensive coordinator.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Do you? But I'm more worried, honestly. I'm more worried about the running game because we ain't got no damn running game whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Rashad Jennings.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, we only got 100 yards rushing one game the whole season. Oof. You know what I'm saying? That's not good enough. Shame, you know what I mean? Rain. And then we was running three running backs, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you should, you know, stick with who's popping. Like, every time Rashad Jennings would run 7, 8, 9 yards, three plays in a row, they'd bring somebody else in. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I'm more like, stick with, you know, give your running back 20 touches a game. You know what I mean? They splitting in between three different backs. I don't like that type of shit, you know, but and then defense, shit. We need a sideline to sideline linebacker. Bad. Mm. Bad. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we get somebody out the draft. We basically need somebody out the draft. I mean, we know we got DRC out of draft. Out of the free agency about 2 years ago.
Yep.
You know, but we gotta bring some linebackers in, man. Somebody can actually fucking run offense and, you know, be a playmaker. We know we need a Von Miller or some shit like that, a young version though, you know what I mean? Justin Houston, a Luke Kuechly. We need something like that.
Yeah, some playmaker on defense for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Landon Collins though, the rookie, he's solid. But we need, you know, we need a linebacker, man. We need somebody that's going to be sideline to sideline that can shut down a tight end or some shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because they was killing us under, man. Them 10-yard slants, tight ends and shit, it was a wrap. It was a wrap all season. So, but the thing that killed me the most about this season is everybody had shitty records, and we still could have went to the damn playoff.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were leading it, and then it just fell apart. Wheels fell off at the end.
Yep, and that's what happened the last three, four seasons. You know, it was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last four games, we first in the division. You know, let's just win. You know what I mean? And niggas fall apart. So, and we can't rely on Odell Beckham all the time, man. We rely on that nigga way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much. This nigga gets 20 touches. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. He's going to get hurt. You know what I mean? Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually. You can't throw to this nigga 15 times a game.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we probably going to have to step up and get another receiver. You know, Cruz is pretty much done. Let's just call it what it is. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. So, we had James Jones in the preseason.
Yep.
Yeah. He's just a good fit. Yeah, he's a fit. He's a better fit in Green Bay.
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah, and then Victor Cruz, all right. He got them 200 side pieces. He good.
He's all right.
But, yeah, man.
Our division, man, it's, I don't know, man. I'm just glad to see the Redskins didn't go nowhere.
I love division hate, man. I love it, man, because that's the NFC East. NFC East, nobody like nobody.
Nope.
Nah.
You be like, what you think about? Fuck them.
Nah. I mean, but at the AFC West is the same way.
Yep.
They like that.
Nobody like nobody.
Nobody like nobody. I remember when y'all division was shitty. When we was playing in a Super Bowl, dominating niggas and shit. Y'all niggas, nobody was winning in y'all shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And then as soon as y'all got Alex, soon as Peyton came in, and it's soon, because I remember when y'all had Tebow for the Broncos.
Yeah,
man.
Beat them same Steelers, baby.
Yep. And I didn't believe in the nigga, man. I was like, nah, dude, this PR campaign ass shit they running in Denver, man.
Yeah, Broncos fans were just like, we got just weather through the storm for the season.
Like, this ain't gonna work. Like, he gonna get as help as Gwen. All right, but this ain't no long term solution.
No.
Hell nah, because John Elway didn't like his ass. He was like, this dude ain't no real quarterback.
And when you throw it three times in a game,
straight up.
In a throwing league now? Yeah, nah. That ain't gonna work. But,
AFC East nice though now, man. Like, but the NFC East right now, I mean the AFC West, but the AFC NFC East right now, man, we sorry. Everybody sorry. Redskins sorry. Yeah, they made the playoffs, but I mean by how much though? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like when the last time you seen an NFC East team go 12-4. You ain't seen that shit in a long time. Because the one thing about our division is every team is competitive as fuck. Even if we don't, you know what I mean? Even if we're not talented like the Broncos or the Packers or some shit. You feel me? And like your boy said on the voicemail, man, you get the Giants in the playoffs, it's a wrap. Period.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
They had that magic. Well, what's the name with Cowboys went 12-4 last year? But that was, you know,
I mean, but let's keep it real. You remember the Lions should have won that game. Remember that? It was supposed to be a PI and they didn't call that shit.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that real close game.
Yeah. And that bullshit call in Green Bay the next week when Dez actually caught the rock. I don't like that stupid ass rule, man.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to determine what's a catch nowadays. I don't know what's a catch anymore.
Yeah, right? Like, shit, now you got to hold the ball for 10 seconds and answer a few emails and shit. And you feel me? And tweet a few niggas. And, oh, okay, it's a touchdown now. Fuck.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But, other coaching hires, man. Chip Kelly moving on to the Bay.
Look, Niners, I appreciate going Frisco. You guys listening to the show, but I was so joking when I said Chip Kelly could go to the Niners. I did not think that was.
Did you really say that in the episode?
Yeah. I was like, well, he can go to 49ers and do something with Colin Kaepernick. I didn't think he was actually going to get hired, though.
Damn. Man,
this may be a better fit because clearly expectations are low. You know, he can kind of build it. And he's just the coach. He's not coach.
Yeah, he ain't got
GM.
A choice. That GM, Trent Baalke, he ain't giving up power.
Well, and plus, to me, the GM role killed him.
Yeah.
Because you could have had a GM who was like, no, we not making these moves, or I'll make this, but not that move. So he may fare better off, especially now that he's been humbled a bit. He might be, a little better.
He got a quarterback who fits his system, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, his offense ain't terrible. It's just.
I just hope he don't go in there and start fucking shit up like he did in Philly, man. Got rid of Jeremy Maclin, got rid of Deshaun, you know what I'm saying? Deshaun Jackson and shit. You know, he ain't going to pull. I know the fucking Niners ain't going to play that shit. You going there with Anquan talking all that racist bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, not in the.
And the Bay niggas don't play that shit. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, they don't do that. Yeah, plus, I mean, they cover really bare anyway. They kind of starting over, so it'll probably be a little better for him. Happy for, even though he going to the worst franchise, I'm happy for Hugh Jackson.
He gonna straighten the ship.
Yeah, you know what, man? And I got a good friend of mine from Ohio, man. He a Browns fan. I had never met a nigga that was a Browns fan in my life till I got to college, man. And I kind of been paying attention to him more since I've known him. And they're a bad squad, but them niggas get it's just they get a bad deal of cards every fucking season, you know what I mean? And I really feel like they deserve to at least have a solid squad, you know what I mean? For me, like I tell y'all, man, when it comes to playoffs and shit, I get tired of seeing the same teams, man. I look at Tom Brady and shit, and I'm like, put him in the AFC West. Would he be dominating like that? Hell nah. Hell nah. If he had to play the Broncos twice a year, no. Chiefs twice a year, no. The AFC East, man, it's like it's been handed to him. You feel me?
Yeah, nobody's been able to step up in all them years.
Yeah.
Nah.
The closest you had was the Jets, and he couldn't get right because, just a lot. But, yeah. Nah, he's benefited from playing in that division, that's for sure.
Right. Put his ass in any other division, man. For real.
But, yeah, the Browns, I'm happy. I know they said now basically what they got, three black quarterbacks? I'm not sure, three black coaches in that division?
In that division, yeah.
So I'm like, that's God cool. Damn. Yeah, like it's cool, but then you're like, oh, y'all going to cancel each other out.
Yeah, I just want somebody going to get fired.
See one of them niggas win. Shit.
But he got a he's familiar with the division, which is cool. But I know he got a lot of work.
Well, he will be getting a new quarterback, so we know.
That. Yeah, oh yeah,
that's happening.
He's like, I know he put that in his contract. Is Johnny Manziel going to be here? Because I'm not coming. Like, oh, no, he gone.
I don't
okay,
think Johnny was a bad quarterback, though, man. I don't think he was a bad quarterback.
He, let me say before, I think he has the talent. He has talent. His desire to be great ain't there.
I was watching First Take, and they had Antonio Cromartie on there, and he put it perfectly. This is a hobby to him. It's not a job. This is not something that he... Like some of the other players got a passion for. This is what they live for. They eat, sleep, football. They like for him, this is a hobby. His parents got money. So it's not like if he just quit.
Oh, so he's some rich kid that just played
his
shit for fun.
His parents got like oil money and shit. Like he's got money and stuff. So it's not like if he were to quit, it wouldn't matter to him. He still got other means of financial stability. You know, where some of these cats, this is how they paying their bills and feeding their family. This is a job for them. So they take it a lot more seriously.
I hate how the Browns did Josh Gordon, though. Josh Gordon was a fucking beast. That nigga was supposed to be taking his time.
You got to know when to stop. You just got to know when to smoke weed, nigga. Like, picking true spots.
But you got to think about it like this, though, man. You've been playing all week. You all battered up. Would you rather be fucking stuck on pills? Fucking addicted to pills, or would you rather smoke trees?
Absolutely. I mean, I get it. But, I mean, at the same time.
I feel you, though. I feel you.
Know, you just like,
it's illegal, dude.
Yeah, like, if you, I feel.
If you don't do it, at least take the necessary steps to detox yourself so you don't get caught.
Yeah, nah, yeah. For real.
People are like, you got to know when. Because people make it sound like if you do it in the offseason, you straight.
They say that you know when you're getting tested. Like, everybody knows when you're basically getting tested. There's like a specific time of the year where everybody knows they're getting tested. So it's like, do
you know? You know, most of them niggas blow trees.
Yes. Yeah. NBA, got, NFL, all them.
Who's my man? Who from? Was that Jamie Collins from New England? Who got sick off some synthetic weed?
Chandler Jones.
Yes. You were like, and I was like, oop, he got busted.
Well, technically, it's not illegal. Yeah, in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
but I'm like, synthetic marijuana ain't illegal.
No, but I was sitting here like, ooh, I know you didn't want that personal business
out.
That's
the new crack. I'm telling you. Synthetic marijuana is new crack. Because that should be fucking people up,
I ain't
man.
Touching that.
It makes you hallucinate and all kinds of shit.
Get that GMO weed.
I'm telling
niggas,
you.
Niggas on the GMO trees.
Shit. So Dweed's mine.
Hey, man.
That's funny.
But yeah, man, there's been a lot of coaching. And then some, you know, before we head out, you know, with some sad news about hearing Lawrence Phillips was found dead in his jail cell.
Yeah, like
that's fucked up.
My wife had told me about this. She was like, "Do you know who Lawrence Phillips is?" I'm like, "The football player?" She's like, "Yeah, he died." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, well, I feel bad for him and his family and all that, but at the same time, you were just like, I thought it would have happened sooner, personally. Not trying to be fucked up, but with all the off-field issues he had, I'm kind of shocked this didn't happen.
I was wondering where I forgot he was in jail. I was like, where is he? Like in jail. Now they're saying some said it was a suicide. Some people said it's not.
But I'm like, he killed his former inmate.
Yeah, like you in jail, dog. I ain't surprised at nothing.
He was one of those dudes that really bugged me who had so much talent, but just. He just couldn't get his life in order, man. He has so many fucking problems.
Yeah.
Just so many. Back happened. In college. And I'm like, the Rams, y'all traded Jerome Bettis for this fool. Seriously?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
People going off that potential.
Hate that
P-word.
It's like
that Johnny Manziel. Hate that P-word. He got so much potential.
I go with the S-word, safe pick. I ain't going off potential. Give me the safe pick every time.
The C word, character. You got some character? Are you your head on straight?
Yeah, I've learned that, man. Potential don't mean shit. If you ain't working.
If I'm working the NFL symposium, I am showing highlights of Lawrence Phillips and Ryan Leaf.
This is what you don't want to happen to you in your career. Yeah. Pay attention to these two. This is what can happen to you in your career.
You don't pay attention. You need dudes like that to come back.
Seriously.
I mean, they talk about having Chris like Carter
Maurice
and all
Claret
that.
And all them?
Yeah, you need to have dudes who
failed. Maurice Claret. Yeah, seriously. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you get dudes that have failed.
I remember when the Broncos wasted a third-round pick on that weak-ass fool. I was like, did y'all really draft this fool? And he didn't even play a down. No. I was like, that was the worst pick in Broncos history ever.
Garbage. He had it. One thing he had it. It's just.
God, man.
People don't have time. Like, yo, this is guys only last a few years. NFL, they want to win now.
It's a business. Mm-hmm. You're an investment. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want it, I can find other investments.
Yeah. They will move on quick.
Real quick.
Oh, and I forgot to ask y'all before we had to break. What did y'all think of that non-coin flip in the Green Bay, Arizona game?
The weird thing was what blew me was kind of like he flipped it, and then it seemed like when he got back up to flip it again, everybody was just like, man, fuck this, and just kind of walked away. I was like,
I didn't see that shit.
Is nobody picking the side they went? I was like
he called it, and it was what he said.
I think Aaron Rodgers had called heads.
Oh, yeah, he was showing tails.
Yeah, he was showing tails. And Aaron Rodgers called heads.
And I guess when
and
you
the coin
see
him, didn't flip.
Yeah, he throws it up, and I guess the coin just don't flip, and it just comes back down on tails. And they were like, what the heck? And they were like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, the coin didn't flip. We're all like, what the hell?
And so he was like, I'm going to reflip. But I guess Aaron Rodgers' issue was like, well, since you're reflipping, I should get to repick what side.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I don't care.
To me, it was like, you know, he ain't do it right. Need to change it, dude. Ain't nothing happened.
These refs are just.
But they did make a point. If it was like he done flipped it again, it was heads. And you're like, I don't know.
These refs are fucking up, boy, big time. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was funny. I was like, oh, now we got something new with the ref.
Coingate.
What a dude.
Coingate.
The dude was like, he kind of, the Packer was looking like, dude, like, come on, like, almost like, yo, y'all won the flip anyway. And like, look, it turned out tails anyway. Why are you mad?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was strange.
It was weird.
That was very strange. Something new in the No Fun League.
Yep.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break, quick music break. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little basketball, get into these segments as we head out.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, pushing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the tray deuce and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack. Lounging black, smoking sacks up in hacks and sidekicks. With my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Dumbing out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is bullshit and party. Righteous in a tight dress, I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blunts in rotation, my man Big Jock got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking, got the hooker dicking. If money smell bad, then this nigga Big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave prom. I'm hitting skins again, rolled up another blunt for the Heineken. Niggas thought the low out, a kid got choked out, blows were stoned, and a fucking fight broke out. Can we just all get along so I can put hickeys on my chest like little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a Dom Perignon, and it's on, and I'm gone, that's that.
Listening to the Brothers Land and Sports. Happy hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
We know Jonathan loves that.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lame and Sports Happy Hour.
Yo, yo, yo.
So if y'all want to talk some football with us, who you got down to the Final Four, or your team frustrated and you just want to break some shit, let us know, man. Hit us up. Brotherslayman at gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Twitter at Brotherslayman. Website blackisonline.com.
And if you would like to congratulate me and my Broncos on a job well done, feel free to call, text, message, whatever you want to do, email. I don't care. Give myself a pat on the back. I know. We're so awesome.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you. Your wife ain't congratulating you.
No.
I didn't, the couch honestly, tonight, honestly, bro.
That was the quietest victory I have ever had at the house. I didn't say a word. I just watched the game. As soon as it was like 23-13, I was like, click. Turn channel, and I went in the other room to watch the end of the game.
Oh, you like that dude that with the Houston dude with the commercial yep. with the baby? He like, I'm gonna be go outside.
Yep,
and go in the car.
Yes, and that's exactly what happened. I went to the store afterwards, got in the car, and just like, yes, and they're like, yeah.
But I know that fumble. You were like,
yep, that was just like
a little quick, short
just fumble. Quiet. Yes, yes, yes. I was not loud at all. I didn't say shit. I was like, I'm trying to eat well tonight and sleep well tonight. Yiddick.
Yeah, well, you know, we back up in it. We got the homie Kevin Robinson, Kev Hates Hip Hop.
Yes, sir.
In the building, talking sports with us. Yeah, I know you're not a big NBA head, so we're not going to keep it that long with this segment. I just got
little things to address.
Something Quentin, specifically with the point guards, which we're going to talk about.
I heard about this, but I didn't read this.
Okay. First, I want to give a shout-out to Ben Wallace. Got his jersey retired by the Pistons.
That's what's
the other day.
Shout-out.
That nigga still got the braids?
Nah, he got it all cut off.
Nah, I'm fucking around. I know he ain't got it.
Nah, I showed him with his wife and his two kids raising up the number three, getting a lot of love from them Detroit fans. Hey, man, Ben Wallace, I mean, he's one of them guys. Went to HBCU.
Virginia Union. What's happening?
Turn things around. I mean, that Pistons team was awesome, man. I know they only went to the finals twice, and, you know.
That was a straight-up Detroit kind of team.
Mm-hmm.
Blue-collared, hard-working, basically no real superstars, quote-unquote.
No. Remember the Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Rasheed Wallace.
Tayshaun Prince.
Well, you know, Ben Wallace. He was that anchor. Four-time defensive player of the year.
He was like 6'8". He was short, dude, man. He was a beast, man.
Yeah, I seen Draymond Green even shouts him out, gives him some love that he was one of the dudes he looked up to.
I'm sure, based on his size, mm-hmm. he was probably one of those dudes like, you know, I can play big.
6'7".
Is Draymond from Detroit?
He's from Michigan, yeah, because he went to Michigan State.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's from the D, all right.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's, you know, I saw it. I was like, good for you, man. I know eventually, I think Chauncey Billups is getting his retired. Later on this season.
He should. Rip Hamilton should, too.
Mm-hmm. Rip Hamilton probably get his, too. So, that was a great Pistons team, man. Yeah. You know, they starting to come back along now with Drummond. And them. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, some bad news for you. Where my thing?
Where Peter at?
Yeah, let me get Peter out. I know you frustrated me. Joaquin Noah. Out 4 to 6 months
like
with a dislocated shoulder.
So, man, it might be time to part ways with. As a Bulls fan, I hate to say that just because he's been the heart and soul of our team for seems like 10 years now. But
yeah,
at some point, man, you gotta. Offensively, he ain't got it. I mean, defensively, you can see he really doesn't. He's not the same.
No,
he's not the same guy. I mean, that last. Run he had where I think he was like, he won Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
That was it, man. I think he was spent after that. Mm-hmm. He was hurt after that all the time, and he just hasn't been the same. And it might just be time to part ways.
I mean, I don't think they've announced.
And
at least
he,
on my
he basically came out and said he wasn't happy with the fact he wasn't starting.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah, he thrived under Thibodeau. That was the perfect fit, a defensive guy. The injuries just took their toll.
Yeah.
I don't. think they've announced he's done for the season, but I mean, 4 to 6
months. It sounds like he is.
More than likely, he's going to be a free agent, it feels like.
Damn.
Yeah, and I'm with that. I'm like, you. If I'm picking, I'm re-signing Paul Gasol.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was like, oh, bad news.
Shit happens, man. What are you going to do?
All right, yeah, and for this NBA thing, so ESPN's putting out their compile their top 10 all time by position.
Okay.
I've kind of looked through all of them. The one that I had to write down that stood out to me was the point guard position.
Okay.
Specifically.
Can you go down the list, please?
Yeah. You want me to do 1-10 or
10-1? Yes, please. Go 10 through 1.
Okay.
10 to all 1. All right.
So they got number 10, Bob Cousy.
Honest Bob. All right.
Number 9, Walt Frazier.
He was a PG? I thought Paul Frazier was a shooting guard. I don't know why. Okay.
I hope my nigga Penny Hardaway on there.
No. Number 8, Jason Kidd.
Okay.
He's number 8?
Yeah. He's a top 10 point guard.
Number 7, Steve Nash.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number 6, Chris Paul.
Of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Number 5.
Who's number 5?
Isaiah Thomas.
That sounds a little low.
Okay.
To me, that sounds a little low.
Now, here we go. Here's why I pulled this list up. Number 4.
Gary Payton.
Steph Curry.
Of all time?
Yes.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I know I've said this man's like the best shooter, but point guard of all time? I number 4 already? No, hells to the Nizar.
Okay.
Hell to the Nah.
Okay. And then
who's number? Okay, hold on. See, well, so I'm a.
You know pretty much the rest of the order.
So I'm assuming Magic's number 1.
Yes.
Okay. Where's John Stockton?
3.
Okay, so John Stockton's 3. Number 2 is.
Well, I mean, come on. How do you not know who number 2 is? Your favorite damn player.
Who Oscar Robertson,
the big O.
Oh, I didn't think people was gonna give him love like that. You putting Steph Curry number 4 and shit. Wait a minute, how's Steph Curry above Gary Payton? I'm sorry, really? He's above GP the glove?
Is GP not?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I thought I was like most of the other
number 4. Isaiah Thomas at 5. He needs to at least be like 4.
I was,
if not, I'd it'd be hard. I'd be hard pressed to. God, I know you was a Utah Jazz fan, but it'd be hard for me not to put Isaiah in front of John Stockton. Isaiah Thomas.
I mean,
beast,
look,
man.
I go back and forth on that. I have no problem with
he
Isaiah.
Than Spud Webb.
He
for the short dudes out here. What's up?
Yeah, I think this.
Come on, Tyus Edney.
Yeah, this was. I saw. I was like, "What?" And you know, we'll go back at another point. We're gonna
Penny Hardaway. Well, I guess because Penny got hurt too early.
Yeah,
but Penny was my nigga though, man.
Oh, Penny was everybody's. With Lil Penny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Tyra Banks in the commercial.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he had a chance though. You were like, he had a chance. If he could stay,
if he stayed healthy, yeah, man, he would have been one of the greats,
mm-hmm,
one of the all time greats.
That's what you
that,
just hate
that
to
was
see.
My favorite point Hell, guard, man.
Yeah, this thing, I just, so yeah, I mean, Magic clearly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Magic deserves to be number 1.
Big old number 2, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. If not number 1, baby. Number 1 in my eyes. No, I'm just playing.
What about the shooting guards, the 2 guards?
They had, let me see if I can.
Well, we already know who number 1 is, so let's just skip to number 2.
Well,
you know who number 2 is.
No, I don't. Who, Kobe Bean?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna pull it up right now. I don't think they did. They don't have centers yet at this point. Yeah, Jordan 1.
Okay,
Kobe 2.
Kobe 2.
Let me see. Pull them so I can go a little faster. Kobe is number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry West 3.
Okay.
D Wade 4.
Wait.
D Wade's 4?
Number 4 all time.
Mm-hmm.
Be ahead of Clyde.
Who's number 5? Who's number 5?
Clyde is 5.
Oh, what? Where's Dominique?
They probably don't have him at, I think he had him at small 4.
Yo, he's a small 4, okay.
AI 6.
Okay, that's not bad.
I thought AI was a point guard.
He played more shooting guard.
Yeah.
When he played on, when this prime in Philly. Have
Steph Curry at four as a point guard. Hey, yeah, I was a point guard. Hey, I was like 5 feet tall. Come on.
Yeah, but when it was ball, when he was balling with Eric Snow was running point.
I mean, technically yes, but I guess it's argumentative.
Yeah,
it's argumentative
because I mean they got seven. They got George Gervin.
Okay.
Oh, I thought I'm like okay.
The Iceman.
Number eight, Ray Allen.
Okay.
Ray Allen is a little underrated on his other skills. His driver, he could
shout out to Spirit over Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller nine.
Oh, you just reading my mind here.
And then the other back row,
Elgin Baylor,
number 10, Earl the Pearl.
Monroe, my row,
number 10.
Damn, Dominique wasn't on there.
The only
I think they got him in small.
The
forward.
Only thing that irks me about some of these lists is it seems like they're just favoring the modern day age. Like the old school's getting love.
Like D-Wade. I can see him being a top five.
No offense, Storm. It's hard for me to put him number four all time. He's great. Don't get me wrong. He's great. I think he's a top 10 shooting guard. But number four?
Well, the funny thing is.
So Dr. J is small forward.
Yes.
Okay. Had to be.
Okay. Yeah, here goes the. I do the.
So Dr. J is number one?
Small forwards for you.
Oh, Larry Bird's number one.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
You already said why everybody favors.
They kicked him already? They kicked him already? They crowned him? Get the Spirit, just for you. Fuck LeBron James. They crowned him number one already all time.
Yep.
LeBron number one on the small fours already?
So Larry Bird's number two.
Larry Bird's number two.
So Dr. J's number three.
Dr. J's number three.
So, Dominique is number four.
KD number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm walking out the room.
Number five.
Kevin Durant is number four.
Number five is Elgin Baylor.
Wait. Kevin Durant for your Oklahoma City Thunder is the number four small forward of all time. Yep. Scottie, ahead of Dominique Wilkins.
Scottie Pippen number six.
I love Scottie, but I'm not putting you ahead of Dominique.
Number seven, John Havlicek.
If he ain't on this list.
Number eight, Rick Barry.
If he ain't on this list. If Dominique Wilkins is not on this list.
Number nine, James Worthy.
The human highlight reel better be on this fucking list.
Yeah, number 10, Dominique Wilkins.
Damn, Dominique got 10?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
This list is done. It's garbage. I don't know who wrote this list, but it's trash.
That's why I'll never go off them lists, garbage. Man. That be on some bullshit.
Yeah, they do all this.
KD is four?
Yeah.
He ain't done nothing. He's like 26.
Yeah, that nigga ain't did shit yet, man.
Get the... He ain't even... What?
What about,
Oh, my God.
What about the four spot?
All right, the last one they got is the four.
Oh, my God. I'm scared of this one.
They got it backwards.
Carmelo, number what? Three, four?
Two. They got it backwards. So okay. They got Dennis Rodman in number 10.
Okay.
Paul Gasol, number 9. Elvin Hayes, number 8. Elvin Hayes was nice.
Elvin Hayes was a beast.
Bob Pettit, number 7.
Bob Pettit was a beast.
Mm-hmm. And number 6, Kevin McHale.
McHale was a beast for the Celtics back in the day.
Number 5, Kevin Garnett.
I do love me some KG, though. Old school. Where's Barkley?
4. Number 4, Charles Barkley.
Where's Karl Malone? Okay.
Number 3, Dirk.
Of all time?
Number 2, Malone. And, of course, number one, my boy, the big fundamental, Tim Duncan.
That list is better than the other
ones. That one's not as bad.
That one's not as bad.
I don't know if I can put – I don't know if I can put Dirk over Barks or Charles, man. Sir Charles
I don't either.
Killing.
And I don't know, personally, I don't know if I can put Powell over Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was a beast. Beast. Mm-hmm.
For his specialty, I mean, he was like...
He was a rebounding killer.
You probably argue he might be a top...
He's one of the best defensive players ever.
In terms of rebounders, he's probably a top 5 rebounder all time.
All time.
That dude was just get under your skin and...
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Dirk, I love me some Dirk, but...
Dirk, I mean, for this day and age, Dirk basically changed in the sense he's a game changer. Because now everybody is...
See, now I am very curious to know the centers. Because we got Wilt, Bill Russell, Shaq,
Moses Malone,
Hakeem,
David Robinson. Patrick I can
Ewing.
Keep going.
Ewing, Pat, yeah. You got Pat Patrick Ewing. Ewing.
They don't have the centers one up yet.
I can keep going. So I'm very curious to see who they got as centers because these look terrible.
Yeah, some of these new age, like I can't.
KD, that small forward one is the worst list I've ever seen. KD at four, LeBron at one.
Yeah, you know most people have LeBron
crowned
at one
them
already.
Crowned a lot of people do already.
Yeah, a lot of people do already. I wasn't surprised at that. I don't have him there yet. Now, can he be number one?
Yes. But let his career end.
But I think
Larry Bird.
He's got a little more. He's close.
Dr. J.
Dr. J. The truth.
Yeah. I don't see.
KD at four. I'm sorry, Spirit. No offense to your Thunder, but KD at four all time.
Yeah, I'm not putting him over Elgin Baylor.
I'm not putting him over half them cats. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Number four. 10, I can see. Four?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't winning nothing. Yeah, he ain't got nothing.
A lot of people got mad at that Steph Curry. People were like, the hell you putting Steph Curry over Isaiah Thomas?
Why is Russell Westbrook not on the list then?
Because he ain't the guy on his team yet, more than likely. I don't know. That's a good question.
What was John Stockton?
Third.
Okay. Three.
Yeah, I have. He can be behind Isaiah. Where's
Gary Payton at? Where's Sean Kemp?
Yeah, where's GP at, man?
Top 10
where's fat ass Sean Kemp?
Oh, man. But yeah, this is funny, man. I'm waiting to hear what the Hoopla homies got to say about
this. Yes, please. Spirit Storm, y'all need to speak on these lists because I know y'all going to be like,
I'm waiting for these centers. We probably going to talk about that next week. But yeah, man. All right, man. Since I know we got you pumped already, are you ready for your
You damn right I am.
5 minutes
you
with
damn
Grandpa.
Right, because I was offended the other day. Ladies and gentlemen,
all right.
5 minutes with Grandpa. We rest the roll. First of all, for all y'all bandwagon jumping fans, y'all really make me sick. Somebody had the audacity. See, let me just paint the picture here. Every day at work, I got my keys around my Broncos lanyard chain. Everybody who walks in that door knows I'm a Broncos fan. This man had the audacity to say, oh, you going to become a Rams fan now? I said, nigga, what? Well, you got to support your home team. I said, no, I have been a Broncos fan for 15 plus years? I'm not about to just jump ship now just because LA all of a sudden got a team. What is wrong with people? See, Chris gets the benefit of the doubt because he has always said he ain't never claimed a team. He said his team is the LA fill in the blank. So he can become a Rams fan if he want to. All y'all bandwagon jumpers who are about to jump ship off your sorry ass Titans and Browns and all you sorry ass teams and your Texans or whatever pissed off and want to jump on another bandwagon, don't you dare hop on the LA bandwagon. Don't do it. Because let me tell you something. LA is LA. All you people out here in LA, whoever you is repping, you better rep your fucking team. I better not catch anybody I see who is a dedicated Giants, Lions, whatever fan you are, you better not come out wearing blue and gold all of a sudden repping these Rams. You better stick with your squad.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lord knows I'm sticking with my squad. You best believe I am hoping the Raiders or the Chargers come so I can rock my orange and blue every time the Denver Broncos make their way out here. I can't wait for the first Bronco-Rams game.
That's dangerous.
Whatever you want to call it. Hey, bring it to me. I want it in my orange and blue. Let it be known. Riding, dying with my squad. I can't stand bandwagon jumpers. I hate them. It's going to piss me off if Broncos fans start coming out the woodworks when we make the Super Bowl.
It's going to happen. You know that.
It better not, because I'm calling all of them out. Where were y'all when Peyton was struggling and y'all was like, he need to go. We need to kick him to the curb. All that nonsense is bullshit. No. The true Broncos fan here is me. I am the one Broncos fan, I think, out here in L.A. who is really, truly repping his squad because I don't see too many of them.
I don't see too many of them.
I don't see too many of them. So I just
don't either.
I want to make it clear.
when the Broncos go to the Super Bowl. I do not want to see orange and blue flags flying all over the place and people start wearing Elway jerseys and Von Miller jerseys. I'm going to look at them and say, kick rocks, nigga. I am the Broncos fan. You fake. So all you fake-ass fans out there, stick with your squads, your Patriots, your Panthers, your Cardinals. If that's one of your squads, good for you. If it ain't, stick with your team out of the playoffs. Watch and enjoy at home and just deal. Like your team. Don't sit here and jump to another team. That is 5 minutes with Grandpa. Just had to get that off my chest. Thank you,
man. I got this dude in high school I went to school with, man. And this nigga, I swear to God, I look on Facebook every football season. And ever since high school, this nigga changes his football team every year, dude.
Dudes change teams like niggas change draws.
Man, I mean, dude, the Giants cannot make the playoffs for another 5 years. Knock on wood. Hold on. Knock on wood real quick. But I'm still going to wear my goddamn Giants jacket. I don't give a fuck. What I mean?
As you should.
Right.
Yeah, people, all the time comes. Like, we've been watching. I'm
like these Laker fans.
These
jumping
are the
shit.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see the real fans come out, stay. Because I'm like, y'all going to be down for a minute.
Yep.
You ain't never been this bad, ever, in your life. This is the time when y'all used to shit on people about being trash.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's your turn. Are you leaving? And trust, Laker fans, it ain't going to last that long.
Nope. Nah.
You ain't gonna have 10, 15 like between the Celtics when the Bird era till Paul Pierce had them winning, they were terrible. But you know, people still rep. I'm just rep. Like all the real Warrior fans who were going there when they was Butt and Monte Ellis and we didn't have Chris Mullin and Mike Montgomery and we just struggling. Yes, now that your team is balling. You can reap all the benefits and talk all the shit you want.
But it's crazy to me, man, because I'm from up north and shit, man. I remember when them niggas was sorry. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I remember we had Latrell Sprewell and shit, man. And we always had good niggas, though. We had Gilbert Arenas and shit.
Mm-hmm. Joe Smith.
Joe Smith, Gilbert Arenas, and man, and
Monte Ellis.
Ellis and shit, man. We had Baron Davis and Sack Jack, and you feel me? And I remember when they won last year, all these new-ass niggas. And I'm like, nigga, you wasn't fucking with them in the 90s. So can you name anybody? Did you know Antoine Jameson used to play for them?
No!
I didn't know that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, nigga, you just start fucking with them. Now, when you a little kid, it's cool. You know, you in high school or some shit.
Right, you go whatever, to the popular person, the player.
You a grown-ass man, and you a Warrior fan now? You can't name nobody that played on the team from the 90s? Come on, man.
Yep. That's how you know the true fans.
That's like the Seahawks fans not too long ago. Because Seahawks were bad.
Yep.
All of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, hold up. Y'all ain't been pulling for the Seahawks. Man. No way.
Right. It's going to be the same thing when LeBron win with all the goddamn Miami fans when they won. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I hate
fans too, man. I don't like that shit either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, if you want to be like, you know what, I'm pulling for them, but that's not my team. I just want to see this dude win. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
But then if he don't win, don't be like, oh, I want them. Like, no,
don't become a fan.
Don't
start trying to become a fan.
You can't champion real hard and then change.
Exactly.
My thing is this, like, I'm a Giants fan, man, and I like Cam. I like Cam. I want him to win, you know what I'm saying? And if it ain't Cam, I would love to see Peyton go out on the sunset, like you said, man, go out like the sheriff, you feel me? But I'm not finna go get no goddamn Cam Newton jersey, you know what I'm saying? Like, and one thing I don't like too is when you get cats that got two different teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm a Giants fan and I'm a Broncos fan. Like, nah, G, you gotta just pick one team and fuck with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which one you riding with?
You can have a secondary team that you like, but who are you riding for, man? Mm-hmm.
Right. So. Yeah, I feel you on that bandwagon shit. I don't like that shit neither, man. Y'all win, man. You gonna see hella niggas with Terrell Davis jerseys on and shit.
God, and I'm just gonna shake.
Everybody gonna be paying fans.
Get the fuck out.
Hey, man, shit. If Arizona win, you gonna be like, what? Where are y'all coming from?
I didn't. You have a Larry Fitzgerald jersey.
I've been a Cam Newton fan. I'm like, okay. Oh, word. Because I know mad dudes who was calling him trash. You know, yep. When we talk about black quarterback, you're like, oh, well, Cam ain't really that good.
I never heard nobody say that shit before.
Oh, no, I have friends who, when we've had the discussions, and I mean, he really took his game to another level this season.
Yes, he did.
So he had his issues early on.
Right.
People weren't like, people didn't really see how good he really could be. And even I had my doubts. I was like, I don't know, but I ain't going to be like, I'm just going to rock this shit. Like, look, I love the Golden State Warriors logo, that old school. That logo.
Hell yeah, bomb. The city, hell yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, and I see the shirts, some of them look hot. I'm like, I don't know if I really want to buy that. I like it, but when can I wear that?
Can't do it. 'Cause
somebody going to be like, oh, I'm like, I might stick with my black silver.
Yep.
I can't. Yeah, I like it. You know, like I'm raising my son right now. He can be who you want. You can be a Laker fan. He likes the Lakers. I'm like, go right ahead. I understand. Pull for the Laker. You ain't got to pull for my team. Right. I made the choice.
Exactly.
You when it's your turn, you make your choice of who you want to pull for and roll with it. Mm-hmm. That's just how it go.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. Let's get out of here. We've been giving y'all some good stuff. Let's hand out some awards, y'all.
Yes, sir.
First off, starting with the Noice Award.
Noice.
Noice! I've got two of them I want to give out. First one is going out to the Orioles outfielder Chris Davis, who signed a 7-year, $161 million deal. The kicker, though, is he's going to be receiving $17 million annually from 2016 to 2022, but he's going to get additional annual payments through 2037 when he's 51.
Damn.
Now, he's still going to be getting paid.
Well, they say they're still paying Bobby Bonilla.
He got to that Bobby Bonilla deal.
They still paying Bobby Bonilla to this day.
25-year deal. Like, you stupid. Yeah. Y'all just love giving away money.
That's low-key. That's kind of a sweet deal in baseball. You could retire and just be like, I'm still racking up 1.5 a year.
Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't, too. Like, you could spread that out for 20 years.
Hell, yeah. Spread it out for 30, 40 if you want to.
Mm-hmm. And you still chalking up checks.
Shoot, because when I die, my kids will still be reaping them benefits. Mm-hmm.
And my other one is going out to my man Kawhi Leonard on Thursday, putting that whooping on the Cavs. 40 minutes, 20 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 2 blocks, a steal, doing everything, 6-6 from the free throw, and playing defense on LeBron James. Let's go. I know he ain't getting voted in as a starter. That's all right. We coming back. He trying to get ring number 2. We coming for you, Golden State. Don't nobody say nothing about us. Talk about King James. Talk about Chef Curry. That's fine. They struggling right now. They a little worried because we right there. Slow and steady wins the race. Let's go.
I like that. It is kind of funny. Spurs are what, game and a half behind?
Keep that's losing. Like, hey, we ain't worried about perfection. We ain't chasing no 72-10 Bulls. We don't care about that. We trying to get ring number 6. You can have the record. I don't care. I'm off that jewelry. All right, Kev, what you got, man?
Man, I mean, I'm not going to go in no detail like you did. That's you know what right. I'm saying? But, I got to give the award to my man Ken Griffey Jr. for going into the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, that's about it, man. You know?
That's all right, man. That's all right.
That's all gravy.
Yo, we come deep. What you got, John?
All right. So for me, just a small, quick one. First off, to the Philadelphia 76ers. We've actually been playing much better as of late. I mean, after starting off, what, like 0-25 or whatever.
Something bad.
Something ridiculous.
0-19,
I think. They're actually 3-7 in their past 10 games, which isn't terrible. No. They made, Colangelo came in, traded for Ish Smith. Mm-hmm. Shout out, you need to break us off some dough. but he seemed to have, that's one nice little move that was made. Nice piece added to them that seems to be at least stabilizing their point guard situation a little bit. Things are starting to look up a little bit. In all honesty, they're only 4 games behind the Lakers. So there's a chance.
Ben Simmons race.
Lakers could end up behind Philly. Which I'm sure Laker fans would love. They'd be like, hey, just increase our chance to keep our pick.
I ain't get it. Philly deserves that pick.
All right, and then next Noyce Award, we mentioned it on the show. Wanted to give a shout out to Demaryius Thomas for his mom being able to come to the game to see her son play. I was just like, God damn, that's the first time ever.
That's crazy.
Seen him play like it's she must have been crazy.
With some major work, dude. Shit.
Yeah. So it says she was sentenced to 20 years.
Damn.
Back in the year 2000.
Shit.
And then she was part of, I guess, a group of inmates who were released by Barack Obama.
Oh, okay, who, right.
I guess basically said their charges didn't fit, I guess.
The sentences.
The sentences. Mm-hmm. So he released them early. She had a... 60 days in the halfway house. Couldn't travel for 60 days. And then today she was able, I guess, like this weekend was the first time she could travel. So he made sure to have her there and all that. So I thought it was a cool little story. I mean, it sucks that you know this fool didn't have his mom or his grandma. Her both of them was doing drugs and both of them was in jail.
Man.
You know, to see, I mean, but to see this young man prosper and not let him steer him in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have easily got sucked into that drug game and followed the footsteps of his grandma and mom, but turned his life around, went to Georgia Tech, came a first round pick, and is now one of the best receivers in football, paid, moving on closer to the Super Bowl with your mom there to watch you. Mm-hmm. You know, what more could you ask for? You know?
No, I'm saying, I think he ended up taking a game ball. I think what I read, he kind of pocketed one.
Yeah, she got the game ball.
Yeah, to give it to her. And, you know, good for him, man. I mean, you hear these. You don't get to hear him enough.
Oh,
I mean,
at the end of the game, Peyton gave the game ball to Demaryius gave it to his mom.
Yeah. I mean, some of these guys come from rough stories. I mean, you hear some of these stories, you're like, wow.
A lot of them do. Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm. You know, but they don't let, like you said, don't let it deter them. They're like, I know things have happened this way, but I'm gonna go this other way. And you know, good for them, man. Exactly. I mean, I'm happy for her. I know she, you know. Did what she, you know, whatever she did. I mean,
I hope she
got to pay for it. But
exactly, I hope she just.
I'm happy she got a chance to, you know, getting the chance to spend some time with her son and see her son do what he loves to do. And you know, as a parent, man, you love that. So I'm happy for him that he got his mom there for sure. All right, y'all. So you know, we got all the good stuff. It's trying to hop into some of this foolishness.
Mm.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck?
All right, Jonathan, what you got?
All right, I know I hate to bring this up because it is some sad news, but I want to say what the fuck to the news coming out that Chris Mortensen was diagnosed with throat cancer.
Yeah,
I was like, what? I was like, that shit came out of nowhere, and I feel for the man. Mm-hmm. I wish him hopefully a speedy recovery from it, from any complications from it. I think he said he has stage 4. Throat cancer. So I mean Chris Mortensen, man, he
won the best parts of the NFL.
I'm about to say he one of the best NFL analysts out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows him, respects him. You saw Larry Fitzgerald gave him a shout out in his post game interview. I mean, it's guys like this that you really pull for. You know, similar to Stuart Scott, when we kind of found out he was battling cancer too.
Yeah, even my man Craig Sager.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you just pull for these dudes and root for them because they're good guys, you know, and they do their jobs, you know, to like the highest extent you can do them. I mean, these guys, they're great at what they do. So I wish him the best of luck and a speedy recovery, absolutely, from this cancer. I was just like, that shit caught me off guard. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was out the blue.
I was like, damn. Last one, and Laker fans, don't hate me. But one of your former players feels that Kobe Bean is going to drop 50 this year. Kent Bazemore. First of all, nigga, you play for the Atlanta Hawks. Kent Bazemore, who I guess Kobe is his favorite player and one of his former teammates, said that Kobe Bryant's mentality in coming back from a ruptured Achilles and torn rotator cuff is unreal. And he said, I've told people he's going to have a 50-point game this year. People think I'm crazy. I'm one of them. But he's going to have a 50-point game this year. Mark my words.
Like, what's that? Okay. So Kobe has scored 31 twice this year.
Okay.
But 50 points. 50 points.
That's a lot. That's asking a lot.
Kobe's one of the best scorers in NBA history. But there is no way a broken down, jacked up Kobe who can barely play 20-something, 30 minutes a game is about to drop 50 points. Now, based off the volume he shoots, he probably could if he shot it about 60 times. He probably could hit 50 points. But they've already come out and announced that finally they're going to start tanking and letting the young guys play a little bit more.
Okay.
Which means Kobe ain't getting the time that he's going to need.
Well, he need a rest anyway.
And he ain't dropping no 50 points. I just found this statement to be baffling. I was like, 50 points? 50 points? Maybe 50 shots, but 50 points? Nah, not happening.
Yeah, I think he's got a 40-point game in him for sure. I think he's got one of those coming. I think he can do that one time. But he needs rest. I mean, they've already said he need to take a break. He doesn't want to for whatever. Well, they're not making him rest. Even, I saw Gary Vee's like, he need to take a week off, especially during a home game. You don't want to rest him on the road. I got that. But during the – when he's at home and you guys got like a 5-6-game homestand – rest him.
Yep.
You know, come, you know, he need to be ready in March and April. So all the Laker fans out here have like a good month to go to games and see him. I may even try, but if fit, that's asking a lot.
Yeah.
Cause you, how many times guys score 50 in a season? Maybe five guys do it in a season. Yeah. He's going to need at least 40 shots to get there. And I don't see that happening. All right. That's what you got.
That's all I got.
All right. You got anything for us, Kev?
Nah, man.
It's all good.
Yeah. I really appreciate y'all for having me on, though, man. This was great. It's really well.
We appreciate you coming on,
yeah,
sir.
Man. No doubt, man. For me, I have two. My first one is going to Bruce Arians, who for some dumb reason called a pass play on second down instead of running the ball, letting the clock get to the 2-minute warning. I was like, what in the hell are you doing? Which ended up giving an extra 30 seconds for Aaron Rodgers to get his Hail Mary. Cause maybe if you just ran, I mean, you didn't get the first down anyway.
Yeah.
You could have ran it down. Probably giving him, you know, then you probably could have won in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope Bruce Arians, I hope you've gotten Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald. I hope you buy them dinner. I hope you get them a car, a nice rope, something as a thank you for covering up my dumbass mistake. Because I was like, it's Aaron Rodgers, dude. This is not Brian Hoyer back there. Like, you have.
It's not Charlie Whitehurst.
You've already seen him do it. You already know if there's a Hail Mary to be made, that dude I do not want throwing the ball.
Nope.
And now that he did, and he did it on you.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, I couldn't believe that. And lastly, and I know, shout out to the Who All, they're going to love this. Matt Barnes got fined $35,000 for his comments about Derek Fisher, which he can't seem to leave this nigga alone. Look, your girl moved on from you. Yes, it was your quote unquote used to be friend, but come on, man. The league was like, all right, look, shut up.
I'm gonna play that damn Frozen.
Let it go. Let it go. We was like, every man who looks at the situation knows what's right and wrong. Violence is never the answer, but sometimes it is. And unfortunately, it happens. Like, what? I'm like, okay, like, dude, you it's like every year he gets fined like three times. You need to have a fine jar, like 100K. Just like, oh, yeah, here you go. I had this stashed away. Here's 25,000. Like, dude.
He holds grudges.
Yeah, you already
he holds
got,
grudges.
I think he got fined 25K earlier for the actual incident. And then he got suspended two games or something for it.
Now, this is his ex, right?
Yeah, this is with his ex.
It's your ex, bro.
Glory and with Fisher.
Let it go.
But this, and of course, this was before the game where they played the Knicks. And he was talking like, come on, man. Look, didn't you just do this whole – I read the whole Instagram post you said or Twitter like, hey, all this bad crap happened in 2015. I'm leaving it there.
Clearly leave it there.
Yeah. You whipped. Like, is it really? Is it, what, was it that bomb? Because I don't know. I mean, she all right looking. She ain't no 10, bro.
I ain't even seen her.
I don't know. Yeah.
Don't really care to anyway.
Yeah, she, yeah, she, okay.
She dated Matt Barnes. Nothing I need to see.
No, hey, I mean, look. You taking care of your kids? That's all I care about. I don't know your relationship with her, but you say you there for your children. Gravy. You know, move on. Get you some new bro. Look, bro, you in the NBA. I doubt you have a problem getting some trim.
Well, Matt Barnes, maybe, because nah. That nigga's angry.
Well, you know, that may be a turn on. Oh, he crazy.
For you women who enjoy that, go ahead. Enjoy yourself.
Look at all that drama he going to have. It's always going to be an exciting relationship. Nah. So, yeah, that's it. But, yeah, man, we appreciate you, man, for coming on the show.
Most definitely, man. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, let the fuck know about your show, about your business and all that, where they can get you at, all that good stuff, man.
Most definitely, man. My podcast is called Kevin Hates Hip Hop. It's a play on words. A lot of times cats hear that and they think, oh, this nigga's angry. He going to be, nah. My show primarily is me giving topics on financial freedom, wealth building. I generally give like 10 ways to be more persistent, all different types of shit. And I'm launching a new business. I worked in music for about 12 years. I'm launching an online course called The Music Hustle Playbook, where I'll be teaching you how to launch a career in the music industry in 30 days. So if you want to check that out, it's thevarsityclass.com. And for the first 100 people, I got 30% off discount. The promo is MHP30. That's MHP30. But Kevin Hates Hip Hop is KevinHatesHipHop.com. Twitter at Kev Hates Hip Hop. Simple as that.
There you go, good man. Show. Check him out, man. It's a great show. Always dropping knowledge.
Yeah, I told him for y'all. I checked it out for the first time the other day. It was a good episode, man.
Thank you, man.
Like you said, it caught me off guard because I heard the title. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then you listen to it, you're like, oh, okay, this cat's dropping some knowledge. All right.
Yeah,
you thought, oh, this nigga gonna be angry as shit.
But it's good. Yeah, and you play some good music on there too.
Absolutely,
man. So
yeah.
Check him out. He does PR too. So for y'all who need it.
Yeah. For sure.
But yeah, man, as you know, we the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You can find us on the Black Is Network. You can find us on the website, blackisonline.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher. Tune in radio, any place you listen to podcasts, and you can find us. You want to get at us directly, talk any sports, any feedback, any of that good stuff. You can leave some feedback on iTunes and Stitcher. We appreciate that. Love the five-star kind. If y'all just want to get at us, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, @brotherslayman. The hotline again, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Definitely hope y'all appreciate the show. Kev, definitely want to thank you again for joining us on the show.
Yeah, appreciate you for having me on, man. Real talk.
For those of y'all who enjoyed the show, you know, we definitely appreciate the 5-star reviews. Mm-hmm. But, you know, leave whatever review you feel we deserve, whatever. We want your honest feedback, you know what I'm saying? So if you did enjoy the show, though, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See who we got today. In the spirit of the playoffs, go ahead and tell your Patriot fans, tell your Panthers fans, tell your Cardinals fans, and of course, absolutely, tell all your Broncos fans, your real Broncos fans, and tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, joined by the homie Kev, where we give it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all. My black bandana, I'm a fool in my black bandana. I'm a G in my black bandana. My black bandana, my black bandana. So cool in my black bandana. Straight fool in my black bandana. I'm a G in my black bandana. Throw up your flags. Ain't shit changed, still rep the mob. Mission impossible, I still do that job. New toy, new shoes, like time I cruise. I'm a boss, motherfucker, yeah, I paid my dues. Dance house for the white nickname, Alaska. Ain't nothing on your face, bro, 10 right at ya. New Porsche truck and it's heroin 10. Got the GT coupe and it's coca leaf green. You know I got
got the wheels to match. Trigonometry, let's talk math. Got a fresh 18 if you try and pay half. And they 17.5 if you brought all the cash. My black bandana, I'm so cool in my black bandana. I'm a fool in my black bandana. I'm a G in my black bandana. My black bandana, my black bandana. I'm so cool in my black bandana. Straight fool in my black bandana. I'm a G in my black bandana. Throw up your flags. You know me, I do what the gangsters do. Give me about an hour and I move a few. Give me another hour and I move a few more. That's half a meal spread across the living room floor. I ain't never had a job, but I know that work. Weed man out of Kush, then I blow that bird. Now it's first class flights for my first class ass. Got a bitch from the D with some first class cops. Some niggas in my trap with some first class rocks. Keep your eyes on the prize, nigga. Watch that scale. One false move, I had your ass in jail. But don't matter anyway, probably going to hell. Black bandana, I'm so cool in my black bandana. I'm a fool in my black bandana. I'm a G in my black bandana. My black bandana, my black bandana. I'm so cool in my black bandana. Straight fool in my black bandana. I'm a G in my black bandana. Throw up your flags. Yeah, my nigga 20 years, but them goons still out here. Better watch your mouth, yeah, them fools still out here. I'm good in the D and I'm great in the loop. My niggas hold me down when I'm out in L.A. I smoke good in the Wild Wild West. But nothing but the best Cali off of my chest. I'm even good in the U.K., mate. Raps pick me up when I step off the plane. Half Turkish, other half is German. Landmark hotel, getting head in London. Fresh out the club, nigga, straight to my flight.
Hey, yeah, I was just been in the hand of the
black bandana, I'm so cool in my black bandana. I'm a fool in my black bandana. I'm a G in my black bandana. My black bandana, my black bandana.